The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook. And we are probably not going to be taking calls today. 1-800-930-2819 is our regular phone number. But I have a very, very special treat for you today. Very excited about it. I'm just going to explain a little bit how this came about because it's funny. I have been working on my website and I've been clocking my hours, and I'm at 150 hours in 15 days. And I'm copying and pasting the old fashioned way. I'm phoning my daughter, bring me glue sticks. So I'm really like in this very creative space doing that. And then I lay down, and then I have these beautiful lucid dreams, and I wake up and it's like, okay, do this on the side. And I'm dreaming about my site, but it's exact. Do it like this, and trying to the interconnections, this information here. And I have the dream. I get up. I don't care what time it is. And I go and I write it down and I put it down because, we will explain that to you in a minute. So last night or yesterday, I worked on the site like for about 12 hours straight. And I was just on just having so much fun. I have a confession to make. In all of these years, like the last 4 years of my color, of making these beautiful coloring books and doing 90 drawings in 4 different manuals, I haven't colored them in myself. I haven't had time. And so I'm coloring my own pictures in. We have Caleb Matthews here today. And I had a dream about Caleb. And I was like, I woke up at 1 a.m. and I'd slept for about 4 hours. And I was like, oh my God, what do people need now more than ever? And I've had so many people contacting me and saying they're like with really horrendous things. And I'm not going to get into that, but I have been wanting to do a show for people who are not allowed to go to church right now, to speak with God in mass. And a lot of people are saying like they've lost their loved ones. They haven't been able to be there with their loved ones. They're very frightened and they're very sad and they need to hear from God. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I Christ is my go-to guy, but I don't know how to give like a Christ sermon. And then I look, oh, Caleb's on the show. And Caleb has a very long history of being able to do that. And you know, I'm just going to introduce you, Caleb. You've been on the show several times. I'm so happy to have you on here today. My dream. It's so beautiful because it's so clear. Do this, Colette, and then put and use this color and use this picture from manual so-and-so on page 36. It's that clear. And it's kind of like, and then I had this dream and I thought, all these people are emailing me and saying they just want to hear some not preachy stuff. They don't want to hear about politics. they want to hear some words from God in a gentle way, please. And I was like, wow, how perfect. Because that's what Caleb has been doing for a good part of his life. So what I decided to do on this show, it's going to be very different. I would never turn my show over like this to just anyone. So I want you to be, Caleb and I are going to talk for a few minutes here. We're going to have a commercial and then I'm going to give the floor to Caleb and he's going to close the radio show for me. The reason for this is I have people asking to hear words from God, and I've been very fortunate to be able to be at different events in the past when we were speaking in public. And the very first time I met you, Caleb, you're standing across the table at the booth across from me. And you walked over and I said, "Hi, I'm Colette." And you said, "I'm Caleb." And you picked up this card, which is my purpose card and my Christ card. And you said, this is my favorite card. So here we have someone who's just has a beautiful heart and so much experience dealing with people. And I just would like you to share just a little bit about, you know, why I would even ask someone like you, like a good looking young guy that's out and about modeling and, you know, doing all these cool things with a regular job. And why would I ask you to come on my show and speak about Christ?
Sure. No, that's great. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Colette, for having me on The Truth is Funny. This is an honor. I think it's my fourth or fifth time speaking on this show. To all of you live, to where you are tuning on your phone or your computer or the radio or wherever you are to this morning, why would Colette have me on this show? It's a very good question. Well, you know, for the first quarter of my life, I've spent a lot of time as a minister. So I've been doing missionary work and in a very unconventional way. I went to Dream Interpretation School. I was homeschooled by, you know, my mother. So I spent a
lot. I just want to say I've met your mother.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of admiration for a mother whose son treats his mother as well as you treat your mother, and respectful. And I just want to point out that that's a really, really good marriage quality in a man.
Wow, that's great. That's good. Your friend is lifting me up even more so. It's great. But yes, it's honor is really part of the dynamic of really the framework of who God is, the nature of God. You know, we're talking about the spirit realm. We're talking about just hope and truth. But, you know, honor is really part of that. But yes, I was homeschooled. You know, I was, you know, did a lot of missionary work, a lot of unconventional ministry. You know, me and Colette were talking about the word ministry this morning, about a lot of people are looking for just that hope and that encouragement today. But why would Colette ask me to speak in a show like this? Well, because it's a long story short, because of my radical viewpoints on the mystical and just the hopeful and the uplifting non-hierarchical side of who God is, it's made me and my family disenfranchised from organized Christianity and organized religion. And therefore, I've had to stand alone for a lot of my life and just go out into places like, you know, festivals and New Age fairs and talking on radio shows with people that maybe have different spiritual entity belief systems than I do. But at the end of the day, I'm speaking here with Colette, even though that we have some core values and pillars that we may not see eye to eye on, we still are in the same wavelength of lifting people up in hope and still giving courage and enlightenment and just shining upon the eyes of you and I in a message that fills people with purpose and perspective and MPA, which is multiple perspective advantage. Because that's what people need right now, is to get above the cloud line of the here and now and into the MPA, seeing the bigger picture, seeing outside the matrix. So that is why I'm on this show. also because we cultivated, I think it's 3 years of relationship and friendship between me and Colette. We have built trust between the two of us, and the trust doesn't take a day. It takes a long time and it takes a while to build a friendship. So I am honored to come on this show and to be speaking in Colette's show, just because I consider this one of the highlights of my month, my year, just because I know that the audience that's tuning in is the right people that want to be lifted up into a realm of perspective and hope. So that's why I'm here. So thank you for asking that, Colette. And thank you for having me.
I love it. I love it. And the thing is, I just wanted to say, you know, I put myself through the Course in Miracles, I think it was like 18 or 17 years ago, just to clear my fear of God hating me and that I'm a sinner, no matter what I did. Because as a young child, I was raised very, very Roman Catholic, like more from my dad's side. And I remember being 8 years old. And I think that's when you go for for confession and mm-hmm. where you're allowed and you go in the booth and you talk to the priest. Mm-hmm. And I was eight. I couldn't think of any sins. And then I lied to the priest and told him I did this and that. And then I thought, now I'm going to hell for sure. Because I lied to a priest. That's why that it's like there's many, many beautiful people in all, you know, religions, etc. And one of my greatest mentors, Majaya Sati Bhagavati, when you went out to her ashram, she had a pillar for every single religion there was, because she said the number one religion we should all follow is kindness. So we have this amazing young man here who's good at speaking the words of Christ to empower people to remain calm at this time, because we have a lot going on and there's a lot of fear. And I want to turn the floor over to him now and uplift. Before I do that, see, this is why I don't want to go into radio mode after he's done this, because I feel that I want you guys to just be able to feel that, that feeling of when you just know that Christ is walking with you. even in these very difficult times. And if it's not Christ, it's Buddha or it's whoever. It's I call it source energy. Christ is my guy. that's how I was raised. So I want to leave the floor to you. I just want to mention that I will be on Dr. Pat's show. I'm so excited about that, on December the 17th at 10 o'clock. And I have completed Tales from the Vector. All of the paintings are done. I'm going to unveil that painting on Dr. Pat's show on the 17th at 10 o'clock. So excited. That's so great. My good friend, she brought it back from Penticton. It's all scanned. And as soon as the new website's up, we will, you know, it'll be, all the paintings will be available for purchase. So that's my radio show spiel. Thank you to all of you. Blessings. We're going to go to commercial now, and I'm going to turn the show over to my very good friend here to lift you guys up. Bye for now. We'll see you next. Oh, Karen will be on next Wednesday.
I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brock, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care, and nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every 2nd and 4th Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
A word of caution, If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hello, everybody. It's such an honor to be able to go to the next phase of this talk today and just encouragement. Colette Mary Steffen, your beautiful host of the show, has asked me to continue the talk and the conversation all the way to the end. This is a great honor. I've been on the show now for, I think this is my fourth or fifth time now, and it's always one of my highlights. So we're going to bring some of that Christ energy, but also in a way that uplifts and brings perspective during to this time. So first of all, I want to bring a prayer, but also just a blessing of our Hebrew ancestors, our ancient ancestors, that they would say before every time that they would eat food or drink wine or just open up their house for guests and invitation to just inviting the Spirit of God into the environment, just to take over for that perspective, really just to focus their eyes other into another place as opposed to the earthly plane. So it's a Hebrew blessing. So I will repeat it slowly and then I'll just teach you how it goes. So it goes something like this. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha-Olam, which means from the original Hebrew, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the forever universe, who brings forth the throne of eyes and the throne of God, which is really what we're going to talk about. So Baruch means blessed, Atah means are you, Adonai, O Lord, Elohim, our God, Melech is king, Ha is of, and Olam is the forever universe. So it's the forever encompassing universe, the mystical universe that's there, that spiritual world that we're going to talk about right now, really is the MPA. So we spoke about that a little bit earlier in the meeting or in past meetings. MPA means multiple perspective advantage. So it's what most human beings have small portions of and small quotients of in their DNA, but many are not aware of or not tapping into in a deeper dynamic and function. So most people, most of us are focused on the here and now. And there's so much going on in the world today that's vying for our attention from the media and just from the television or the news or those places. But I'm not here to talk about any of that today. That's the here and now. That's the in front of our face. But the MPA is that spiritual plane, that dimension, that perspective, that Christ, and that just the heavenly dimension that the Creator brings into that place. So what we can taste, feel, touch, sense, and smell is the here and now. It's us, but it's the matrix. It really is the world that we're bound into on a day-by-day basis. We get up, we eat, we have breakfast, we pay our taxes, we go to work. But this world that is the dream world where we dream during the night season, this world where the Creator speaks to us, where we see living metaphors and living messages in our day-to-day lives, just like when Colette and I met at the Illuminate Fair, when she had me pick a card from the table and I picked that card, which is the Christ card, just little things like that, little things where it's like God speaking, the Creator speaking through those times of, you know, this is something really special and important. So my first point to you and my first challenge to you as a listener, if you're listening right now, is to look at your day-to-day life, your everyday life, as a living metaphor, as a living picture, like a dream. That's one of the first methods in the teachings and dream interpretation, is to look at your life really through heaven's eyes and interpret that as if it's a dream, as if it's a living message spoken to you. And really it makes going to work or going out to grocery shopping or walking in your neighborhood or whatever you're doing a really exciting adventure, because you are exploring your day-to-day life as if it's a living scroll being unraveled, that that Elohim, that the creator, the forever universe is speaking to you. So we must get MPA. We must get outside of this here and now into multiple perspective advantage. We talked about living life through heaven's eyes. The Prince of Egypt is one of my favorite cartoons. It's a really classic, you know, children's movie, but it's really also something built for adults. The story of, you know, Moses in Egypt and how he escaped Egypt and brought his people out of Egypt. But if you know, many of you may know that the Prince of Egypt became a Broadway musical. And one of the songs, which I would encourage you to YouTube after this is over, was called Life Through Heaven's Eyes. So it talks about the great tapestry, the grand design of we must look at our life through heaven's eyes on that tapestry of the grand design. And it's such a beautiful thing. When we see life through heaven's eyes, we see life in a different way. We're not just reacting, as we spoke about on my last talk, I think last month, the month before, we're not being reactionaries, but we're being visionaries. So we're actually bringing perspective. We're a step ahead of what the swirlings of culture is throwing at us and the messages that the matrix is throwing at us, but we're visionaries. We're looking into the days to come and we're looking into our perspective. And that really is what I'm about, what my message is about, is bringing perspective and bringing purpose and hope. And really every day, each day, we should be asking ourselves, what is my purpose? What is my hope? What is the reason why I was created, why I was designed? And so that's really the realm that we're going to get into here. We must get above into the higher altitudes of MPA perspective and see really why we're here on the earth, because we only have a short window of time in the hourglass here for all of us. And life is a beautiful thing, but also really exploring those answers. So today, my message is about the four living creatures and the throne of eyes and of Yahweh. And that's really the message that I wanted to bring today. So what is the four living creatures? What is the throne of eyes? What is, who is Yahweh? Well, I'm here to tell you about that. There's an ancient text in Revelation where it says, also in front of the throne, there is what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal in the center around the throne. There are four living creatures and they are covered with eyes in front and back. The first living creature was a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and were covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and day, they never stopped saying, holy, holy, holy is Yah, the creator, Yahweh, who was and is to come, past, present, and future. So we must look at that throne. That throne is in the spiritual realm. That is in the realm above the realm that we're in right now. We're hearing so much talk and so much noise from the other thrones in the world, you know, that people are obsessed with. We don't even need to get into all that. You know the thrones I'm talking about. But there's a throne in heaven that many people gloss over. They don't realize is there. It's the throne of eyes. It's the council of eyes. It's the eyes that cover each of the wings, each of the living creatures. When we interact with each of the living creatures, we receive a perspective and dimension of characteristics from that living creature. Because really Yahweh, who I believe is Jesus Christ, was Colette was referring to, is the living creature. But each one of those creatures, there's something that we can gain from them. So the ox is a representation of heavy lifting, of the yoke of life's calling. So even though it can be a slug and a trod in a slug fest of just walking through the slug of life in the harvest field, in our specific vocation, in our work or our family or raising children or doing what we do in the land that we live in, it really is like an ox with the yoke on the neck. And it can be hard, but it is the heavy lifting that will get us to the next place of life's calling to plow out the field. The man living on earth. So we are humans. At the end of the day, we're living in our humanity, but we can still take authority and our dominion over our metron and our space. And in months past, I've spoken about that on the show. Our metron, we have a metron, we have a space, we have a realm that we've been given, whether it's our land, whether it's our work, whether it's our family, all the above. We have a space to take dominion and authority. And so when we look to the Son of Man, when we look to the living creature of a man as part of the throne of Yah, then we can have those eyes that see from the ox, from the man, from the eagle. Many of you have probably seen an eagle soar in the sky, or you've seen videos of eagles, or you've seen pictures of eagles, and they have those huge wings, but also the eyes that be able to see through heaven's eyes and gaining that altitude. Eagles can fly directly into the sun also and not be affected as well. So really that's a picture of the eagle being above all powers and dominions of darkness. So the eagle can see far above when all the other birds of the air can't, way above the crows, way above even the hawks, way above just the seagulls, but all those different birds that are clucking and scratching and talking, but the eagle is the one that gets to the next realm and that has the eyes around it as well. And the lion is the one I want to speak about as a fourth living creature. It's the courage and the fearlessness in the face of irrational fear. So a lion really doesn't have any predators. It is the predator. It is the alpha male or female. It is the one that takes dominion of the field. And really there's no other animal that can compete with the lion when the lion is activated. So once again, the ox, the man, the eagle, the lion, these are the four living creatures that make up the throne of Yahweh, the throne that moves in the heavens and throughout the earth. So when we interact with that, we're interacting with Yahweh. We're interacting with the eyes, the council of eyes. So there really is that realm of heavenly places that is beckoning us as an invitation to come to it this time with that, just that through Christ, just especially during this Christmas season as well too, because a lot of people are looking for that hope and just that purpose and that perspective. But the four living creatures are what moves the throne throughout the earth. When all these creatures are moving through us with our connection to Yah as the creator of the universe, the throne moves, the eyes move, the universe moves, and it becomes a beautiful thing as we move throughout the earth. There really is a time more now than ever before in history where people are learning, yearning and longing for purpose and just for their calling and to really know what God is speaking to them, what the creator is speaking to them. For some notes on to previous talks past, a third of our lives are spent dreaming. So a third of our lives in the night season, Colette was talking about dreams before, are spent just sleeping. And there's a lot to be unveiled there in the night season of dreams. There's a lot that's coming from that throne of eyes, that council of Yah from the four living creatures. There's so much perspective that's coming through heaven's eyes. A third of our lives are spent dreaming. And I encourage you, if you don't keep a pen and paper next to your bed, to do so, because to journal your dreams is to show God that you are giving value, to show the creator that you're giving value for the dreams that you're receiving in the night season. So just like the ones that Colette shared about how we met, or this morning of even how this message was supposed to be. You probably weren't waking up this morning thinking, oh man, Caleb Matthews is going to take over with Encompassed by Dreams of Colette's show. But here I am. Here we are talking about dreams and really how they just cloak over and blanket the earth, because there's so much to be unveiled in the night season. It's such an exciting season, even though we can't go out clubbing in the night or, you know, like partying with large groups of people. Really, we can still gather in the night season to go into that realm of perspective into heavenly places. So it's a choice. It's a choice to turn away from fear, because right now fear is a really big thing. Fear is a choice, and so is tapping into the realm of hope, the realm of perspective, the realm of that ladder between heaven and earth, that where the angels are coming, ascending and descending and bringing those messages to us in the night season and in the daytime and in our day-to-day walk. But fear is a choice. There is a choice every day that we have when we wake up in the morning. Are we going to reach for that smartphone? Are we going to reach for the computer? Are we going to log into what the powers that be talk about, the fear that's really the scripted message? Like the Wizard of Oz. I liken it to that classic movie called The Wizard of Oz. You know, Dorothy and her friends were, you know, in the land, and they could hear this message of just this booming voice that was just intimidating. But at the end of the day, they saw that in Oz, it really was a behind the veil. It really wasn't anything to be afraid of at all. So I'm not downplaying the things that are happening are bad, or that there are things that happen that are awful. People have lost things or lives, not downplaying at all. But we have to go higher into that perspective, into that multitude of just that heavenly dimension. Jesus, who is a real person, whether you believe in him or not, you know, Colette and I were talking about Christ as being our main person, but we can can all agree that Jesus was a person that actually walked and talked in the human body and over 2000 years ago. And one of the things that he did when the crowds were pressing in, or the Rome was getting crazy with all their clampdowns, or Nero was just being a complete and utter a maniac, Jesus, when the crowds would press in towards him and they wanted to make him their king, he would pull away to the mountain. And what does that mean, pulling away to the mountain? Well, he pulled away to the mountaintop and really got away from the crowds, away from all the cares, all the busyness, all the distractions, and really got into the realm of communion. We're talking about that communion and really of that ministering, as Colette was referring to before. That's really what Jesus did. He ministered to God, and God ministered to him, and he found his way away from the crowds, away from the hustle, away from the bustle of society, and really into that place of seeing purely, seeing heavenly, and really just tapping into what he was supposed to do in his day-to-day walk and his purpose and his call. But seeing through eyes, we talked about earlier, eyes, the throne of eyes. It means seeing through kindness, seeing through peace, seeing through hope, seeing through love, seeing through lifting others up. There's a dimension, and there's a principle that one of my spiritual teachers spoke on. He said, you know, invest in the places, so locations, but also the people that bring you into the green zone, not down into the red. So some application for our day-to-day lives for the throne of eyes. How do we apply the throne of eyes? How do we apply the four living creatures? How do we apply with interacting with Yah into our lives? It means surrounding ourselves with a mindset, or with feeding ourselves with information, or however we spend our time, or talking with people over the phone, or working a job, or doing something that brings us up into hope, into kindness, into peace, really, because that's who God is. That's who Christ is. That's who the Creator is. That's who the Spirit of Yah is the Prince of Peace. So peace is really what we all need right now in this time, because there's so much chaos going around us. We need the Prince of Peace to overshadow our lives. That blessing I was talking about before, Baruch, blessed, Atah, are you, Adonai, our Lord, Eloheinu, our God, Melech, King, Ha, of Olam, the forever universe, Kadosh Ruah Yah, the holy breath of God, Shalom, bringing the peace. That's what we need right now. And so even where you are, whether you're in Europe or in Asia or Africa or down under in Australia and New Zealand and North America and the United States or Canada, wherever, South America, I think I've covered all the continents and places in the world. I want to minister and speak to your spirit right now, because we're made up of three points: spirit, soul, and body. We have a body, which is our body we're in right now. We have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. But we have a spirit, we have our conscience, we have an internal clock, we have that compass that is directing us in our day-to-day life. So I want to minister to that right now. I want to speak to that right now, because people are craving that touch. So right now, I speak that the eyes of your understanding and your heart may be enlightened to know the hope and the calling of the purposes of Yah, of the eyes of the four living creatures of the throne of God, that you would know right now, precious brother, precious sister, right now, that you would know your calling and purpose in the land that you live in, that the shalom and the peace of the King of the forever universe, the Spirit of the living God, would come upon you right now, that you would experience the encompassing, surrounding presence of Yahweh and the angels and the heavenly beings, just that you would feel comfort, that your wings would be lifted up, that in this point right now, that all the stress, all of the cares, all of the anxieties would fall away, and that you would feel the protection and the overshadowing of the Spirit of the living God, of the Creator, that you would know the hope of the calling and the riches of your glorious inheritance right now, especially now during this season when all the earth is looking for something, looking for that christening, looking for that overshadowing. And right now I speak to your ears and your eyes and your senses, that they would be opened to light and that they would be closed to darkness, anything that does not bring hope, anything that does not bring peace, anything that does not bring shalom, anything that does not bring hope, and anything that does not bring a message for the future would be shut down, would be deafened, would be silenced, would be blinded. But anything, everything from the spirit of Yah, from the throne of God, from the Yeshua HaMashiach, from that Christ energy from Jesus would overshadow your eyes, your ears, your senses, all of your senses, that you would know your purpose in this life right now, that there would be a breaking in the cloud, in the land that you live in the place that you are right now, that there would be messages from above, that you would breathe in the air. That's one of the first things. That's one of the first things that human beings do when they're born is breathe. When babies are born, they breathe and they usually cough and then they cry or whatever like that. But the breath of life is so important right now. I speak to the breath. I speak to the breath, just like the ancestor and the ancient text Ezekiel did to the valley of dry bones in his vision. The valley of dry bones had no form. There was no flesh. There was no bodies on them. But he turned to Yahweh and said, Yahweh, what should I do with this valley of dry bones? And he said, prophesy and speak to the breath. So we speak to the breath and we invite that breath of Jesus. We invite that breath of Yeshua. We invite that breath of Yahweh. We invite that breath of the Creator. We invite that breath of Adonai into our beings right now, into our bones, into the framework of who we are to bring us life in this life right now. No matter how long we have, no matter what our compass and our clock is in this world, we want everything that we are meant to be called to be. So join me in right now if you feel comfortable. So put your hand on your heart and close your eyes and breathe in the life of Yeshua. Breathe in the life of the Spirit of Yahweh. Breathe in the life of the Creator, of that throne, inviting that throne, inviting that council of eyes, inviting the four living creatures, inviting the peace of Jesus to overcome your eyes, your ears, and your entire senses to know that you are loved wonderfully and wonderfully made, and that the overshadowing of the peace of heaven would overcome your eyes, your ears, your senses, that your dreams and visions in the night season would be electricized and just supercharged with the energy from heaven, that you would get scrolls, you would receive counsel from that throne, that sea of glass that we spoke about earlier, that you would receive the messages, that you would be overshadowed by the peace and the shalom of heaven, of the angels, of Jesus, that you would receive that card that Colette did all those way back, those 3 years ago, that you'd receive the birthing of just that Christ's power and energy in your life, that you'd receive just the dimension of illuminating hope into your eyes, into your ears, into your senses, that as you choose from this day forward, as you walk forward, that you would choose hope, that we would choose hope, that we would choose every day as men and women, as created beings, that we would choose to set our mind and our attention on things above, not on things on the earth, that we would not store up in our storehouses where things can be taken away or stolen from, or where the rust comes to rust away at what can be stolen, but we would put ourselves treasure in heavenly places. There our treasure is, there our heart will be also. So may we have treasure, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Yahweh, may we have that treasure in heavenly places, that council. May all of us step in front of that council of eyes, those four living creatures. May we be guided, and may your power, may your perspective, may your hope guide us into that direction where we are far above all principalities, powers, rulers, dominions, thrones, dark places, governments, politics, news, fear, diseases, anything that does not vibrate with the frequency of heavenly places really is an inferior energy. It's an inferior source, because the ultimate source, the ultimate overshadowing presence and the powerful presence is El Olam, is Yahweh, is the King of the forever universe, is the Spirit of the living God. So right now, just lift yourself up, and speak to yourself every day. If you're driving in the car and you're going to work and you're going back onto the front lines and you're thinking, my goodness, I just, all the stress, you know, I have to, this is all great, Caleb, what you're talking about right now, what you're ministering right now is all very well and great, but I still have to go back to work every day. I still have to look after my kids and my family, and I still have to look after my household. I still have taxes to pay. I still have the bills to pay. I still have, you know, the parent, family member who might be sick. I still have the career that's totally spun on its head. I still have all these things that are coming up. But present those in front of the throne. This is what I'm teaching right now, is to come before the council of eyes, to come before the four living creatures, to come before Jesus, who opens up all the scrolls, all the books in heaven, all the books in heaven are opened, and present your petition as anyone would when we're going to the courts and we're presenting a case and we're prosecuting a case and we're looking towards the enemy of our soul, which is really the realm of darkness, which really is the adversary, which is fear, which is death. So we are holding fear, we are holding death, we are holding that accountable. So one of the exercises I want you to do is to hold fear accountable and bring fear into the courts of heaven. Bring fear before the throne and say, Jesus, Yeshua, Elohim, King of the universe, Creator, God, I present to you fear, and I want you to judge fear. I want you to hold fear into account with peace. I thought you've never heard that one before. I want you to hold fear into account by overshadowing me with peace, with the shalom of heaven, and with giving me heaven's eyes, heaven's view, heaven's perspective, what heaven thinks of my calling and my purpose on earth, not what CNN or NBC or CBS or CBC or CTV or the news or anything or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat thinks of my life, but what heaven believes is the calling and purpose in my life. And I want you to give me that perspective, but I want you to hold into account fear, because fear has robbed me and us of so many months and years and moments and finances and things in our life. Hold that accountable with the shalom, with the peace, with the overshadowing of your presence, which is that council of eyes, which is eyes that see and ears that hear, which is storing up treasure in heavenly places, which is when we go to bed at nighttime, where we put our head in that pillow, we invite the King of the universe to invade our dreams. When we walk outside the door, we invite El Shaddai, the Lord, the multi-breasted one, who's the female attribute of God, to be able to overshadow our day-to-day walk in a tender and gentle way, where we actually see the Spirit of the living God moving through our day-to-day walk. Where we go out into a society and, you know, even though the world looks different, that we still invite the Son of Man, where we still invite the ox, where we still invite the lion, where we still invite the eagle, where we still invite the four living creatures, which is that Christ creature, because he is the overshadowing one. He is the ultimate warrior. He is the ultimate one that overshadows our life. So as we go into that place, as we walk and talk with God, and as we are a light to others, may we focus on those things which are above, the things that are gentle, which are pure, which are noteworthy, which are of good report. May we focus on that report. That's the report that we need to focus on. It doesn't mean putting our head in the sand. It doesn't mean putting our head as in the sand as an ostrich, but it means lifting our minds into the clouds, still having our feet on the earth, but our mind and our spirit in the clouds in heavenly places, having heavenly thoughts, having rainbow thoughts, but having our feet on the ground, walking the earth and walking this life, you know. So for just to give some perspective in life, in recent history, and history that would be when the wall was between East and West Germany, the Iron Curtain, nobody thought that the Iron Curtain was going to fall at that time, but it did. In the Bay of Pigs, in Cuba, people thought that missiles were going to strike the North America and the world, but it didn't happen. And then in the Middle East, they thought there was weapons of mass destruction, like all these different things that ended up not being. It was the Wizard of Oz. It was the one behind the veil. It really was not the giant that it was made out to be. So am I saying that there are problems in their world? No, there are problems. There are struggles. There are difficulties. But what I'm saying is that there's a grand design. There's a grand purpose. There's Christ's purpose on the earth during this Christmas time, during this Christmas season, as you're surrounding yourself with loved ones, as you're, you know, in your on Zoom, or whether you're in your own house with your bubble, or what maybe you're, you know, live alone, or you live with one or two roommates, or wherever you are right now, know that even though in the physical realm, maybe you might be separated from the ones that you love because of the way the restrictions or things are being done right now, but know that in the spirit that you are never alone. You and I are never alone. We are encompassed. We are surrounded. That's part of my message of my organization, my ministry is Encompassed by Dreams. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We are surrounded by heaven's choir. We are surrounded by all those who have gone on before us, all the men, all the women, all the ancestors, all the people that went on before us in our lineage, in history, in all history's past has gone on before us. They've laid the framework. And now here we are today living. We are alive at such a time as this. Yes, they are unusual times, but they are exciting times because as there are things that are stirred up, there is what's called a helix in science. It's when all of the portals, they start to align with each other and they open up. You know that in the middle of a tornado is the safest place to be. In the middle of a storm is the safest place to be. The eye of the storm. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The eye of the storm is the calmest and safest place to be. On the outward side, when you're looking at the storm, you think, oh man, the storm is so overpowering. It's so just, I just can't see. But when you're in the middle of the storm, when you're aligned with the helixes, when you're aligned with the portals, when you're aligned with being surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses, by the throne of eyes, by Yahweh, by the living creatures, when you're aligned with your purpose and your spirit is tuned in with your calling from things above, from Jesus, from the creator of the universe, when you are aligned with the spirit of life and the creator, that is the safest incubator. That is the incubation place we need to be. When Colette was asking me to speak this morning on the show, she said, how are you doing, Caleb? And I said, I feel like a chicken in a hen house on top of the eggs, incubating, even though the world has its own weather pattern outside. At the end of the day, the mother hen is still, those eggs got to hatch. It still has to do its thing inside the hen house. So yes, the hens and the chickens got to go into the outside world and face the world. That's true. But they also have to hatch. We also have to hatch. We also have to find those moments where we pull away from the busyness, pull away from the insanity, pull away from the craziness, and still have to be somewhat detached from that, but still be attached to the incubator. So that's what I said to Colette. I said, I'm incubating. And I think you are as well, too. If you've stayed with me this long in this chat, you are incubating. Your spirit is incubating to something that I'm talking about. So I want you to stay in touch with Colette. I want you to stay in touch with me. info@encompassedbydreams.com is my email. You can follow me on encompassedbydreams.com for my website, Encompassed by Dreams, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow me on those places. And keep Colette posted of what's incubating in your spirit, because God is a God of revelation. God is a God of hope. Yahweh is the one that releases dreams and releases visions and releases messages. So we want to hear what God is speaking in your life during this time in the weeks to come. But I bless you. I bless you with the shalom and the peace of Yahweh. So in closing, we're just going to wrap things up with a prayer here, and then I'm going to close a few minutes early and make sure that everything's good here. So we've talked about the Council of Eyes. We've talked about the throne, the four living creatures, the ox, the lion, the man, and the eagle. We've talked about the eyes that come from that council. We've talked about Yahweh. We've talked about Jesus. We've talked about retreating to the mountain. We've talked about setting our mind on things above. We've talked about where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. We've spoken about all these things, but now we've got to bring it home. Now we've got to bring it home and invite that into our DNA and our framework. So Holy Spirit, Yahweh, we invite your peace, your shalom over our eyes, over our ears, over our senses, over our entire framework of who we are. Baruch Atai Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the forever universe, who gives peace to our eyes, slumber to our eyelids in the night season, and gives us dreams of the night, but also gives us peace and shalom and perspective and multiple perspective advantage in our day-to-day lives as we walk in this world, as we have to live in this world. May we be given that perspective and our wisdom, the wisdom that comes from above, the pure and undefiled wisdom, and pure and undefiled wisdom from above that would come and give us hope, would guide us, would give us peace, and take us into the path where we're supposed to walk into. May Jesus, may you walk with us hand in hand. Holy Spirit, may you illumine our path. May we see what we're supposed to see. And may we feel like we're not alone. May we know that we're not alone because we are encompassed. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We know that we only see in part, but you see, heaven sees. Heaven sees my destiny, sees your destiny, sees our destiny through heaven's eyes. May you give us, just like on the Broadway musical, may we see life in the tapestry through the pattern of the grand design. May we see life through heaven's eyes and experience the shalom and the peace and the tranquility of the light of your face. May the light of your face, may the counsel of eyes, may you counsel us with your eye upon us. It says that your eyes on the uncompromisingly righteous. What does uncompromisingly righteous mean? It means being detached from the filth, being detached from the fear, being detached from religion, being detached from all the things that bring doubt and hopelessness, but being attached to your body and your face, Christ and Jesus, and may being attached to your perspective, seeing how you see, your eyes and the uncompromisingly righteous, and your ears attentive to our cry. So may you deliver us with your eye upon us. Deliver us from this time, even though we know it's a season and we know there's struggles. Deliver us into our destiny. May we fulfill all that we are supposed to fulfill in this life. May we hope more that is practical. May we see when others only see in part. May we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. May we raise up our families that are around us, that they become giants in Elohim, giants in Yahweh. May we know that we are supposed to be spiritual beings first, and then second, live on the earth. Yes, we have to live on the earth, but we are first spiritual beings, that we have come from a place. We're going to go back into the spiritual dimension. We're going to go back into heavenly places after our time on this earth is complete. We are just passengers passing through this life. But may we enjoy it. May we feel the shalom. May we know the peace. May we know that we are citizens from another realm. And we know that this world and this cares and the fear and all these things are passing away. But may we know your shalom. May we know your peace. And may we know that we are overshadowed by the council of eyes, by Elohim, by Yahweh, by the four living creatures, and by you, Jesus. Bless. May you be blessed and keep you. May God bless you and keep you and cause his glorious face to shine upon you. I want to thank Colette very much for allowing me to speak and giving me the honor to be able to speak on the Truth is Funny Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for everyone who puts this show together and makes this possible week after week. We cannot do it without you. Bless you, Colette. May God invade your dreams and give you 100-fold because you have really given this opportunity for me to speak. So I am blessed. And so on every continent and every country and every city where you're tuning into right now, may you receive 100-fold and even more so right now. And thank you, Colette, for having me on the show. I, with Caleb Matthews and Encompassed by Dreams, is going to tune out right now, and because we are running out of time. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Colette. This is an honor and a privilege. We want to hear from you in the months and the weeks and the days to come of how God is speaking to you. So sayonara, signing off for now, and we are done. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.